Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Agrippa responded sadly by saying, "Almost you persuade me to become a Christian." Acts chapter 26 and verse 28. How sad it is that Agrippa almost did what God wanted him to. Almost had the best life you can imagine. What is it that held him back? Well, we really don't know. It may have been his immorality. It may have been his political alliances. It may have been a number of things. But today we want to focus on what it is that ought to make a person want to become a Christian. Why become a child of God? In today's lesson, we want to notice that you want to become a Christian because of God's love for you. Friend, I can assure you, no one has ever expressed love for you like God has. 1 John 4, verse 8, the Bible says, God is love. God is love, and He's the epitome of what it's all about. And friend, you can rest assured, no one loves you like God does. How do we know that? Because of the evidence in Scripture of just how much God loves each one of us. For example, look at the sacrifice of God's own Son. Why become a Christian? How do I know God really loves me? Look at what He gave up for you to have the hope of heaven. Listen to the words of John 3:16. The Bible says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How much does God love you and me? He loves us so much, He gave His own Son. 1 Peter 2, verse 24 tells us just what Jesus did for us. He Himself bore our sins in His own body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. When Jesus was beaten, when He was slapped, when He was mocked, when He hung in agony on the cross, what is that evidence of? It's evidence of God's love for me and for you. You know, God's love is also evidenced in the forgiveness that He offers to humanity. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 10, that God will remove all our sins from us, our transgressions and our sins. They cannot hurt us. He's not dealt with us according to our iniquities, nor punished us according to our sins. Now, that's if we've obeyed the gospel, if we've heard the word, if we believe in Jesus, if we repent of our sins, if we confess His name, and if, like in Acts 22:16, we arise and are baptized and have our sins washed away. If we obey the gospel, look at the forgiveness God grants. Our sins can no longer hurt us. Micah 7, verses 18 and 19, God says it like this, I'll cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. You know, as Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, He took that fruit of the vine and He said this, this is My blood of the new covenant which was shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. You know, God's love is not only manifest to us in the sacrifice of Jesus, not only in the forgiveness that we can receive, but it also can be seen in God's care, His providential care for each one of us. The psalmist David made a great statement in Psalm 37:12. He said, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. How do I know God loves me? Because He's always taken care of His own. Matthew 6:33, Jesus promises this, seek first the kingdom of God, all His righteousness, all these things, food, shelter, clothing, all these things shall be provided to you. James 1:17, Christians can truly say, every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no shadow or variation of turning. Like Paul, we can say in Philippians 4, verse 19, my God shall supply all your needs in Christ Jesus. And friends, based on these evidences, based on these truths about God's love, this ought to motivate us to want to become a Christian. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15 says, the love of Christ compels us because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. And so today we ask you, are you a Christian? If not, based on the love of God, seen in the sacrifice of His Son, seen in His willingness to forgive our sins, and seen in His care for His people, friend, you ought to become a child of God. And so we encourage you today, if you've never obeyed the gospel, become a Christian, you can know for sure that God will care for you, that He will wipe away all past sins, and that He'll be there to help you in this life. And so if you're not a Christian, become one today because of God's great love for you and for me.